I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Coming up, more questions arise surrounding the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Later, Native American Christians bring the hope of Christ to their people. First, it's nearly a week since former U.S. President Donald Trump was almost killed in an assassination attempt Saturday. Trump is the Republican candidate in this year's U.S. presidential election. For American citizens, it was a shocking moment, but for military service members, law enforcement, and veterans, the attack uniquely impacted them. Steve Prince with Warriors Set Free says,
I got a notification on my phone. I was in a grocery store, and I was highly upset. And at that point, we didn't know if he was dead or hit or not. And I know that assassinations have started world wars. So I immediately go into a combat mindset of, okay, what could happen next? If this is a coordinated attack, are there other people attacking other places into a 9/11 scenario?
More information continues to come out about the leadership and security errors that failed to stop the attack. Prince says it's a crucial reminder to be praying for our law enforcement and military.
So when we pray for law enforcement, and you think about the worst places at the worst times, that's where they have to be. Pray for divine protection. Pray for divine decision-making. Pray for them to be alert. It's our responsibility, their responsibility to fight that evil nose to nose. And one of the common terms is when most people run from the gunfire, first responders and military run towards it.
Next, the election fallout continues in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his BJP party were predicting a major win going into the spring elections. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
that would actually give them the ability to completely change the constitution, to rewrite it. They were going to take action against Christians and other minorities. They talked about removing the clause which allows minority religions to have their own institutions of education. So all of a sudden, all Christian schools and seminaries and things like that would be one of their targets.
Thankfully, Modi's predictions fell flat.
We all breathed a huge sigh of relief as the election results were announced. Even in my home state of Manipur, the BJP and its allies lost both seats. And that was huge because it meant that they're going to lose some of their support from the central government.
The change in leadership buys minorities some time, but Christians are still in danger.
Right after the election results were announced, there was a new outbreak of violence. One of our own churches was attacked. One was burned. Quite a number of homes set on fire, and these were all from the Christian tribal communities.
Keep praying that God will strengthen believers and the situation will improve for Christians in India.
Lift up those Christians who are, you know, every day at risk, suffering for their faith. Pray that they'll continue to be strong in their faith.
And finally, drugs and alcohol define a lot of lives on the Northridge Reservation. Distribution is bold and relentless, and too many people have decided there is no reason to go on living. Yet, a recent visit by the On Eagles Wings team injected hope. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says that's the point of the On Eagles Wings Summer of Hope outreach, introducing desperate people to the hope of Christ.
Hope is defiant confidence. In the most brutal winter days, you have this defiant confidence that says there's going to be flowers sometime here soon. That's kind of a picture of hope. In terms of reaching out to Native America, where hope is so rare.
On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, equips Native believers to be ambassadors for Christ among their people. From July 6th through August 1st, dozens of Native American Christians are sharing their hope stories on reservations throughout the U.S.
This Jesus, not the white man's God, a brown-skinned man from a tribe called Judah, who also was a victim of terrible injustice and died a violent death. This Jesus is the place we found hope.
Your gift can help cover all the costs to fully equip a young warrior for Summer of Hope. Transportation, lodging, food, and ministry materials. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can now also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.